Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Evening and welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And today we have just finished seeing Blade Runner 2049.
That's correct.
And I'm going to butcher the guy's name because I'm going to look it up on the YouTube. But one of my, you know, favorite directors, Denis Villeneuve.
I'm not gonna be mad at you on that one, babe.
French Canadian, so I'll get it right the next time. So don't you worry, I'll be able to get it. But he's one of my favorite directors. He did movies Alicia and I seen, which was fantastic. Prisoners, because that's really what got us into him that we didn't want to see. He moved on from there and did there's one in between there. But we've seen that too. Enemy, which he played a doppelganger. So the actor, lead actor, played two people that realized there was another person that looked like him. Then he went into, what was that, Sicario, which was fantastic. A drug cartel movie with the FBI and CIA. And then the last one was Arrival. So then he wanted to do Blade Runner, which is a sequel to the original Blade Runner that was released in 1982, starring Harrison Ford.
When he was a good-looking young man.
Let her tell it. Yeah, June 25th, 1982, Deckard, who was one of the Blade Runners that was killing these replicants, those who don't know the movie, they were making replicants of humans to do work that humans wouldn't do. You know, what we call today Mexicans.
That's funny.
But they had them replicants. But then when they start rebelling on the outer planets, these Blade Runners were sent out to kind of eliminate them or bring them in and terminate them in one way or another. So, but yesterday we saw Blade Runner. So did you remember most of that, baby, when you was watching it?
The old or the new?
The old version of it.
I remember some parts of it. Yeah, some parts of it I do remember.
So did it catch, looking at it again, it was kind of long drawn out. It was a slow story buildup. A slight love story within that too, but the premise, it was good, but it was kind of slow going. Visually, it was really cool because it was a cleaner version of, especially back in 82, of how the future should look. So there was a lot of cool looking things that was there, even though we were way advanced at this point, but it looked pretty cool. It was pretty much he falling in love with one of the replicants, but they were getting four different replicants that escaped the planet and wanted to find the maker of the replicants to extend their life because the replicants' lifespan was only 4 years. So did you get all that?
Yep.
So, but when you watched it, what was the picture that you was getting on that, Ben? I mean, in your own words, don't try to define it based on what is really being read right there.
I mean, so you're talking about the one the new one.
No, I'm talking about the old one because that led into the new one.
When we talked about when we was walking out, I expected to be, you know, when you talk about sequels, yep, it's always the same, but a little bit different.
Right.
I was blown away.
So the
old one, mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. What did I remember? The one thing I remember about the old one was, what's her name? Deborah Young.
Sean Young.
Sean Young. Mm-hmm. And how she was a robot. Right?
A replicant.
Yeah. And then how Laura, what's that her name? Laura, she was crazy. The one that was flipping over.
Oh, she was with Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
So she was part of that four-person group, mm-hmm. or maybe it was more than that. But that group that escaped, it was Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Daryl Hannah. I remember the little parts of it, you know. And then when I watched it
again. But you didn't catch the storyline. It was kind of like flashes.
And I was like... Maybe when the first time I saw it before knowing that this was even, you know, the new one's even coming out, then I'll be like blown away. You know what I'm saying? But watching it again, it was boring.
So I got you. So that's what I really wanted you to say. It was boring because the fact that you didn't remember portions of it, you wasn't interested in it. So it was boring.
Right.
But then you said that you was expecting the new one to be like that, but what did you expect from the old one that you would be seeing on the new one?
I mean, just like maybe the same storyline with a different twist to it. That's all.
But what was the storyline that you were expecting? So again,
the same thing like it is right where the old one is. You know, he was a Blade Runner. He was tracking down robots. He was tracking down that particular robot that was killing off people.
So you thought it would just be a repeat of that? Basically.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, but okay. Just, I got you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just. Because again, I wanted to know why too. So what I tried not to do was get more and more detail about really what it was about. So the most I got from it is exactly what you said. There's another Blade Runner 20 years after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's tracking down replicants. But somehow they had to contact Harrison Ford.
Right.
Which was Deckard, the old Blade Runner.
Right.
But I didn't know why. But I didn't want to read into it. I didn't want to, you know, try to get the plot line before I saw it.
Right.
Because the guy, the director, Dennis, with a V at the end, he's very complicated the way he presents his movies. Because the movies doesn't end the way you expect. He runs you totally through a plot line, but the true plot line is always there. You just don't realize it until the end.
Right, right.
And he does that on almost all his movies, and that's why I'm fully entertained. But the one thing that Alicia was saying, too, on the front end, it was slow. So you was like, okay, where are we going? Here we go. It looked well, but it was going from that. But anyway, we'll jump into the 2049. So the opening scene was basically Ryan Gosling. So the really main character, or the main protagonist, this movie is Ryan Gosling, which not surprisingly, I'm starting to get used to him. He is a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor.
He's a good actor.
He's getting better as you go along. I think that he's getting put in better movies. That's all. I'm seeing that as well. He's being put in better movies.
Yeah, and the way he's presenting himself, or the way he's acting now, based on the director or the actually movie, he's doing a really good job.
Right.
You know, he reminds me of, I'm just losing him right now because I'm thinking about this movie, but he reminds me, even he'll come to me, of a couple of actors that you used to see, the handsome guy, then all of a sudden they just start getting better and better, and then you're like, wow, this guy really can act. So Ryan Gosling kind of runs me into how he is. So he's the main protagonist. He's the Blade Runner.
Right.
And
he's out there looking for robots.
But there's
old robots
from back in the day of Deckard.
Right.
Because that company that made those robots gave them a lot more than the new robots that
right,
are
a lot
now,
more.
Or replicas.
They're almost like
human. More human. Yeah, than the ones that are now.
And they want to eliminate them because they want robots that they can control.
Exactly. And
that was easy.
Yeah. No, I got you. But Jared Leto, he's the new maker of the replicants. So, and he want to be God. So he played a really sinister, weird freaking dude on here.
He sure did.
But Jared always plays weird people. So if you follow his career, he does a lot of weird stuff. Because he was the Joker, and he played Dallas something 40 with the AIDS epidemic, and the cowboy that was with him, Matthew McConaughey, and he won an Academy Award for that. So he plays odd characters, but he plays them very well. So this one, he played a really weird inventor slash I'm God because I have millions of babies. That's a quote inside of the movie too. But anyway, he was the maker, and I'm not trying to jump into what was the real plot after we saw all of these, but the cop, the main cop, and she's cool, Robin Wright. So if you don't know who Robin Wright is, she played on House of Cards.
And
what else?
Didn't she play it in the horror? No, she didn't. There was somebody else who played a horror one.
Nope.
Yeah. Not okay.
Robin Wright. Robin Wright plays some really very, very good roles. She's smart. And she plays really, really good. She was in Wonder Woman, too, because she was on the island with the Wonder Woman women.
Yeah.
So I would think of anything else. But, yeah. So I was thinking Brad Pitt. So Ryan Gosling reminded me of Brad Pitt. When Brad Pitt first started, he was just a handsome, cute guy. And then he started getting better and better. And then he's got better roles. Then he realized what he should be doing. And now he's jumping into like very good roles or just silly roles that he feels good about because he has the clout to do that. But Robin Wright played the police officer, the LAPD police officer that was sending out replicants to find these old replicants to terminate them and all. But now let's get the picture. So the cinematography and the scene of everything, to me, once again, was amazing.
Yes, the cinematography, the storyline was amazing as well.
We're going to stick with the cinematography because it's what you see. And when people see it, they gravitate toward it. It gave similar views of the original Blade Runner, but it really expanded it more because it took it from out of the city and took it into, like they showed areas, San Diego, that was like a trash area. And then they went into an abandoned area of Las Vegas. But it showed radioactive cities and stuff that went on even after the fact, after 2021. So it was just vast. The flying cars looked just as realistic. They didn't really focus on saying, hey, look, we got flying cars. They didn't try to focus on that. They just happened to be parts of the movie and everything. But what Alicia was saying, the plot and the storyline was really, really good. So, if it was good, baby, tell me what you thought was good about it.
The storyline?
Mm-hmm.
It kept my attention going. It was totally different. It had a lot of twists to it. So, you know, you basically thought that it was going to end a certain kind of way when it wasn't.
Okay. So, what was the plot line?
Well,
or the storyline.
The storyline is that a robot gave birth to a baby.
Right.
That's
a replicant. Yeah. So again,
but which was
I don't want to give you the image of a robot of made of metal and things like that. It was replicant.
They're human like robots.
They're human like, artificially made entities.
Right. What they did was the older version was more human than the newer versions, and. But the older versions, basically, they apparently can give birth to children.
Mm-hmm. Because that actual company was trying to do things in that way. That's why they got more emotional. Basically, they was having a conscious.
Right.
They were having souls. So that's what, you know, Ryan Gosling was telling Robin Wright in there. They was like, I never killed a human that can actually, I mean, something like that that can bring in life, because it almost feels like it has a soul. And she was like, it didn't bother you from this day, but anything that gives birth to something is more than just a replicant,
right,
of a human.
Right.
So that was just amazing. And how he found that out is he was tracking down one of the older replicants from back in the day. And it was Dave Bautista. That's the guy who played on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So he was cool as hell, too. But he tracked him down. But within the area that he tracked him down, he found a case that was buried underground with bones in them. And when they found the bones, the bones had actually given birth. So they thought it was a woman until they saw the details.
They saw the code that each robot
has the serial number.
Has a serial number on it. And it was serial number within certain part of the bones. And that's when they was like,
wow, how could this happen?
Yeah, and they had to get rid of it.
So, yeah, so Robin Wright said they need to be disciplined in the world. This will just tear things apart, saying if this can happen, they wanted separation between humans and replicants. There has to be a separation. If not, there will be chaos. So if we don't find this baby and eliminate all, you know, existence and everything about this, there will be total chaos. Mm-hmm. So that's why she wanted Ryan Gosling to go out and actually take care of him. You know, Officer K. They call him Officer K. And then his virtual girlfriend was called him Joe. So glad I brought that up. The other thing in this movie that I've just found so intriguing was the technology on this. The technology that they embedded on top of all of this was just so realistic, so pretty much contemporary when it comes to AI and virtual reality and augmented reality.
It had everything in there.
It had everything naturally. It had everything you talk about technology
that's going on right now.
For example,
what you just said. You said augmented reality. You said AI. You talking about with the virtual. I mean, he had the woman come. He had this like the screen up in the ceiling to project the woman that he wanted.
Like holograms.
That was in there too. I didn't see mobile.
What do you mean?
Like mobile devices. Like,
so the only mobile, which was kind of different, right? Because they wasn't calling each other unless they was like in the car.
Right, right.
Or they was in the office. So you didn't see any mobile technology.
Right.
Which was interesting.
Yeah, because I was looking, that's what I was looking like. There was no mobile technology. But everything else they had, you had the flying cars, it was just everything technology except for the mobile device. But it was so real, you know what I'm saying? Because even the when he was standing on the bridge and the woman came down to talk to him, that was like freaking me out. Because she would like, what did he have for her to know that was him? Yes, yes.
No, he didn't have anything. That was advertising. So,
but it was just so real. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
so the augmented reality on top of everything. So what it did was, it was a hologram image that came off the side of the building that saw an individual and it entertained him to say, "You look lonely. You don't need to be alone. I can help you." And it was right there. And they showed portions on the street that, you know, small hologram or women and things just popped out of nowhere to advertise for people. Mm-hmm. But it was everywhere. So it was on top of reality. So he had that hologram image in his home that he basically had as a girlfriend. So she would bring him meals, or she would bring him,
and
she would sit there with him.
The database was just building up with memory. That's why she said, you know, you will lose me, everything about me.
If they come in, But that was so, to this point, the way augmented reality, when you sit there, I mean, I'm looking at what Apple and Facebook really did it really well when they had that presentation that you can sit there and they put a cup on the table of coffee and you see the smoke come out of it, but it's sitting directly on the table. So what it did was scan all surfaces in there, and she had a limitation because the projector was actually in the ceiling, like you said. But then he had an upgrade version that it was pocket size. So he can take her wherever he wanted. It's just projected from this little device. But the memory and everything traveled with it. So all he needed was there she was. She would show up. But her memory was built on what he told her.
Right.
So the more he told her about the things that he'd done, she engaged him back with everything that he gave her.
Exactly.
Which I was like, wow. So when they had like a couple of prostitutes on the street and rolled up on him, they was like, "I need for you to go and see what this guy in the green coat want." Two of them said, "He don't like real women." But the one kind of engaged in what we find out about her later. But they realized that he didn't want to engage with pretty much human because he knew he was a replicant.
Right.
Which later on, it went back and forth. So that was, I just thought that was like really, really interesting because it stopped the whole plot line and said, look at what the hell's going on with this guy when it comes to this kind of technology and everything. So I found that interesting. But anyway, as he started learning about trying to find this baby that's supposed to exist, all his memories was coming back on certain things that he had. And he felt that he could be the damn baby.
Yeah, yeah. It was so many things he, because there was things he remembered. And then he went to the location. Then he found the little toy.
Mm-hmm. Because he always had this reoccurring type memory.
But what's so interesting about it, he made you believe that he was the child. But through the whole movie.
But everything said it was. So here's the tracking of that. This is the chronological order that that went through. So when he started looking, he was like, so where was this at? Who he went to the old area that's doing the new replicants and found the name and who she worked for. And then he was like, okay, he found some issues that said who did the memories of he went back and saw the date on the tree, and the date on the tree said 6/21. No, what was it? 6/10/21.
Mm-hmm.
So June 10th, 1921. And he remembered that because he had a little horse that had
that date on the bottom of it.
But that was one of his memories.
Yes, yes.
So he was like, what the fuck? So he went to a place that they get the memories from. So Jared Leto, which he gets the memories from her. So she comes up with different little memories and she just give them out. And they implant it in a lot of the replicants.
Right.
So these replicants have these memories made up by this one girl. And then she wanted to look at his memories. So he projected a memory to her.
Right.
And she remembered it. And she said, these memories
are real.
If it shows an emotion attached to it.
Right.
And when she said, this memory is real. And he was upset because he didn't realize in his mind, I've been called a replicant, but I got a memory that says this is who I am.
Right, exactly.
Then he went to the actual, he found out there was an orphanage that they dropped the child off. But then when he found there, the orphanage had two children.
Yes.
One was a girl. No, he went to the microfiche. So he went through the old records and was like,
and it said one was a girl, one was a boy.
So he used the date and said all abnormal occurrences on this date, 6/10/21.
Yeah, but see, that was because, and what they were saying was that to play it off, to get them to distract them.
So, but he went in and he saw that there was two children, but the female child actually showed was deceased, where the boy
was not.
He was alive, and his memory shows a boy running from these kids who tried to take the wooden toy from him.
Right.
So that was that memory from there. So he knew it was his memory. And then when he went back to the orphanage where they had all of these children working, he went down in the basement where the furnaces and everything, and he found the freaking horse. And he was like, my God, I'm not a replicant.
Yeah.
I'm a real person.
Yeah.
Oh, so everything said, yes, it was.
Yep.
And it was just, you was like, wow. All this time, this guy's, he's the real goddamn child that they were looking for. So then he wanted to find Deckard, which allegedly is supposed to be his father.
That's right.
So all of these images and all, he flew around and they found out he was investigating. But the one lady that worked for Jared Leto, she was dangerous as fuck. She was like killing people all through this movie.
Yeah, she was.
She was cool.
She was crazy.
I really liked her.
She just blatantly crazy.
So she did a great job as a sidekick to do all the dangerous stuff that Jared Leto wanted to do. So, but you do have to understand with Denis Villeneuve movies, he builds up so much that it's a story that he wants you to understand who these people are, how they think, how they feel. Then there's a story. So there's so much in between all of these that will linger. There's so much imagery that you see that just that attracts you, and they just build all of that. So Edward James Olmos, he showed up as well. That was Harrison Ford's partner in Blade Runner 1 for the first one. So he was in there too. But there was a lot of good characters in there. Like even the guy from, what's that, Captain Phillips?
Yep.
I'm the captain now. Look at me. I'm the captain now. He was on there. He played cool too. So he was doing some research with him. They had original wood, and he was excited by that. But as it went on, come to find out, he found out who the mother was. He got the name, and they grabbed Harrison Ford because they was tracking him. And they tracked him to Harrison Ford. So Jared Leto group tracked him there, and they captured him. And they wanted the child because they wanted to replicate, to say, I can make a replicant just like the other guy did that can have children. But all his replicants were barren. They were not able to do it. And he did not know how to get it done, so he had to get the child. So they wanted to get Harrison Ford, so they captured him to torture him to find out what a child was.
Right. They sure did.
But they beat the shit out of Ryan Gosling. And
the woman did.
Yeah, that woman, that dangerous-ass woman, beat the hell out of him and left him there. And then the one prostitute girl, oh, let me go back to that. So his holographic girlfriend called up the prostitute that he met on the street to said, you want to touch me? So she just augmented herself on top of her.
Ain't that
and
she
I
crazy?
Was like, whoa, what the fuck?
That was crazy.
That was so amazing. And he did it so well because if he seen her, touch her, but hear her voice, and that it just aligned together, and you was like, you know, this is like something that, you know, you can just augment on top of people. You know what I mean? You have an image of what a person wants, yet you want them to look like, but you can augment them on top of someone else. And it was like, this pretty much is amazing as fuck. So that was really cool. That whole scenario right there was a whole different storyline. But come to find out, that other girl, she worked for an organization that worked with true old replicants that wanted to be, they wanted to have their freedom.
Yeah, want their freedom. And so they would convince, what's his name?
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah,
Officer
K. Yeah, to go in and try to save
Harrison Ford. If not, they have to kill him.
Yes.
Before they get the information to find out where the little girl actually is. But they got him, so he went, and he was just going to give up and walk away. But they said, you have to be part of something, and, you know, some other crazy thing that they tried to do morally to him.
But, I mean, as that happened, and he finally saved Harrison Ford. And then when he saved Harrison Ford, he took Harrison Ford to see his daughter, you know.
So, before that, so we didn't even mention that. So when they saved him, when she was at his house, she put a tracker in his
pocket.
But
we thought it was somebody else, though.
Yeah, we thought it was the Jared Leto group that actually went and got him. But it wasn't. It was the whole other group that actually went and tracked him down. But they showed up late. So when they got him, and he was like, we got to keep the girl safe. And he was like, it's not a girl. They had a boy. And they was like, well, that's where the twist really comes from.
Yeah, he's like, you really thought it was you?
She said, you thought it was you? And, you know, you see him look
just
like
devastated.
Totally devastated and disappointed. But she said, we all hoped to be them. He said, but we can make a change. So, you know, so when he did help out and he happened to take Harrison Ford to see his daughter, what we find out is his daughter is the one with all the memories.
Yeah, she so caged herself up.
Yep.
And she'd been working for the guy for so long.
Yep.
That they didn't even know it was her.
Yeah, she was working for the guy that was looking for her.
Yep.
But she had some kind of disease, as they told her, that she had to be isolated.
Yep.
From everybody. So she was like in a bubble, and all she did was produce memories. And which meant that all the replicants had her memories.
Yeah.
So every single one of them had something of her.
Yeah, something that realized.
So that's why they all thought, I can be the girl.
Yeah.
But or the one that was born.
So, you know, so the ending was Ryan Jocelyn is laying on the steps. You don't know if he's dead or alive.
Yep. He just laid on the steps.
Yep.
He showed you. He lifted his coat up and said, I'm still cut and bleeding like crazy or shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also just laying here because mm-hmm. it took me a while to get to this point to take him to his daughter.
Right.
But I'm just laying
here. So we know there's going to most likely be a two.
It can be a two.
Yeah, we don't know if that's going to happen because the sales are not doing too well at the box office.
Yeah, so what was interesting with that too, that was pretty disappointing to me that, you know, people didn't go see it, even though it was like rave reviews of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it brought in only $31.5 million domestically at the box office, and it cost more than $150.
$150 million.
Forgot the million. But yeah, so it was just kind of weird.
But it was an excellent movie. I really enjoyed it. I love the fact that the twist is, and the storyline was amazing. It wasn't nothing like the old storyline. It did bring in characters from the old into the new storyline. Mm-hmm. I really loved that, and they have small parts in it. Overall, I give this movie a 9.
That's pretty high, Barry.
I know, but it was so good.
So
I'm sorry, were you?
And you know me, I'm very critical. You know my critic, me being a critical one. If it doesn't have a good storyline, if it's not shown really well, cinematography wise, and the acting isn't well, I go average. This one's a 9. Story was amazing.
The story was so good.
The cinematography and the look of it made you forget the first Blade Runner. Honestly, the first one didn't give this one justice.
Yeah.
It was almost waste to make the first Blade Runner when you saw this.
Yeah, but then you got to remember what year it was done.
No, I get that. But you can look at like old stuff like first Star Wars.
Yeah.
Even though it was cheesy, you would say, I know why the new one is like this.
Exactly.
But this one was, I get the characters on here, but it was okay. I mean, you have to respect it, but it's okay. I give you one that holds out for me as a sci-fi movie besides, like I told you, The Matrix. The one that stands out to me, if you look at it, and it's still confusing to so many people, is A Space Odyssey 2001. That looked so contemporary. If you watch it today, you'll be like, whoa, this is just one of the weirdest goddamn movies I've ever seen. But it had philosophical, it had technology, it had so much going on.
But it was very simply made, and it will hold its weight. Yeah, it will hold its weight.
So
it really would, because even now you look at it and you can tell that. Even though it was made then, it still looked like it was made today.
It can't come out today and say, this is a pretty good movie. It wouldn't be great, but it would be a pretty good movie that you could say, wow, this is pretty cool. Whereby back then, people were just totally confused because of the storyline. But visually, it was amazing. Visually. So I'm going to rate it a 9, but this is one of the top. And it's funny because I think we kind of did that with, when we didn't do the review, but we talked about it when we saw Arrival.
Yeah.
And I just thought that storyline and the way he did it was just freaking fat. It's so much emotion he put into it and so much things that he put into it that just grabs you and you go, whoa, this is a top rate, excellent directed movie. And you got to give it the respect. I don't know if the actors would get nominated on this one, though. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think if they do, it's going to be a lot of the, like you said, the
supporting,
the special effects. And I think more of the movie than the actors.
Yeah. I think the movie as a whole was just fantastic.
I do not think acting is going to get any kind of nomination.
Right.
I think more so of the visual effects, the reality, like you said, all the 3D and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that
the holographic stuff that was on there.
Yeah,
yeah. I really say, yep, I totally agree. I really enjoyed this movie big time. And there's a lot of them that came out. Like the Dunkirk was really, really good for me. But this one was so unique. And they put layers of things that made this a much better movie than a lot of them that we just seen. That I have to say, this is one of the top ones of the season for this year for me. And I have to give it a 9. And again, as a serious movie and not a big superhero, sci-fi, exciting. This was exciting and it had a lot of good things in it. Really good things that I enjoyed on this movie. But we both got 9s. But it deserved it. And the acting on it was really, really well. I'm gonna pronounce this guy's name the next time it comes up too. But Denis Villeneuve, a French Canadian director. That's really amazing. But that's all I got, baby. I can go on and on about small little details in this movie, but I'm telling you that the way emotionally that I was just attached to this movie was just amazing for me. And because the storyline took me one way, and you know, when they do twists and you go, what the hell did mm-hmm. that come from? Mm-hmm. The twist was there and was always there. Just like Arrival, the twist was there. But it was always there.
Yep.
He just said, when I twist it, you'll get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he told you it could have been a girl, but the girl died.
Yeah. But the girl
But that's just paperwork.
Right.
That has nothing to do that they showed you that the girl died. Paperwork said, kill her off and let them look for a boy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So they always looking farther where they need to go, where the girl is right there, but they eliminated that, so just made it really, really cool. So that's all I have. You have anything, sweetie?
Nope, I don't. I'm very satisfied with the movie.
So we're gonna see The Foreigner next. The Foreigner. You talking about The Foreigners with Jackie Chan and what's his name? The old 007, Pierce Brosnan. That's on there. With an Irish, he's taking the Welsh political guy, and his daughter got blown up, and he's going after their ass and kicking ass, and he's not a funny guy in this one. He's kicking their ass to find out who killed his daughter. And so it'll be really good to see Jackie Chan back out in a serious role throughout the movie, not just a funny fighter. So we'll be seeing that one next. So I'm looking forward to that. May not be a great story, but it will be an exciting movie.
Yes, it will.
So thank you very much for stopping by Urban's Lifestyle Cafe. Follow us on Bougie Black Brothers Network on Facebook and YouTube. And you can find us on BougieBlackBrother.com, Bougie Black Bro, IG, and Twitter. And Fine Black Woman on Twitter and IG, right, Booby?
Yes.
Coffee Women in Tech, where you can see the tech podcast there.
Yes.
And we can, I think that's about it. But find us on all outlets of podcasts, because we are in almost every single one of them that you can find a Bougie Black Brother podcast, or you can find on iTunes Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and you can just download all the movies that we had and just see them in chronological order. And that's all we have. So thank you so much for stopping by and listening to us on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. See ya.